The Federal Food and Drug Administration could approve the first coronavirus vaccine this week, but skepticism about the pending vaccines remains, especially in the Black and Latino communities. Some members of those communities have been volunteering for the vaccine clinical trials to show they're safe. One of them is Hilda Ramirez, Executive Director of the Latino Education Institute at Worcester State University. We spoke with Ramirez about her participation in the trial of Pfizer's vaccine at the UMass Memorial Medical Center in Worcester, and we talked to her about her outreach to the community.
So I decided to do this because I am part of an equity task force at UMass Memorial that is being led by the Commissioner of Public Health, who's Latina, Dr. Mari Castile. And she's like, you know, there's a trial going on at UMass. And so we did that, and she did it herself. And it's important for us to participate in these kinds of trials to get to a solution of what's going on, especially when our community is being so affected.
So are you hearing from people in the Latino community who are telling you then that they are reluctant to get the vaccine, or they will be reluctant to take the vaccine once one is actually approved and starts to be distributed here in Massachusetts? Is that the reason you did it, because you wanted to kind of lead the way?
Yes, and not only in Massachusetts, but there's a lot of taboos that we all have about vaccination and hospitals. And, you know, some people are hesitant because they've had bad experiences. You hear a lot in our communities, like, oh, if you get a flu shot, you're going to get the flu, so why bother? It's just when you're not getting the information right from a clinical source, you tend to pass on information that's maybe inaccurate.
Now, we should point out, because it's a medical trial, you don't know whether you actually got the vaccine or whether you got the placebo. But let me ask you this. How did you feel physically? Any after effects from the shot that you did get?
Yes, there was a little bit, not a lot. When I got home at like 3:30 or 4 that day. I slept all the way until the next day, you know, in the morning. And that's not like me. I go to bed late and I get up early and I'm very active. And it kind of like, I was exhausted. Some of the other people that were with me did have a little bit of pain in the arm for an extended time. I still don't know what I got. We were all trying to figure it out based on our symptoms. But even, you know, the other person that participated, she's a doctor, and she couldn't figure it out. So we don't know.
And we should also point out that as part of the trial, you've been back several times to have your blood drawn. But let me ask you this. In the bigger picture, what conversations are you having with the hospital right now about their outreach to the Latino community?
We had a very difficult conversation because we're doing a lot of efforts in the community. And still, the data is going up really high. It's not enough. There's still a lot going on. And so that is, we are the frontline workers in a lot of industries. And then we're coming home to kids and families. And so it is frustrating. It is complex. You need stricter enforcement and you need support so that some of these populations are not so exposed outside.
What's your message then to people in the community who are still unsure about whether or not they're going to take the vaccination once one becomes available, considering that we might start to get one available before the end of December?
You know, anything in life is a risk, but, you know, we have way too many empty seats on our tables. We've lost a lot of people. I mean, I lost 3 people to COVID-19 in my family. We need to get information, though. We need to be well informed. That's why I am being part of all of this, because more of us need to really take time to learn the very basic tools, or reach out to communities that can help you to get that information in your own language so that you are able to make a clinically informed decision about the vaccine.
Hilda Ramirez, Executive Director at the Latino Education Institute at Worcester State University, a participant in UMass Memorial's COVID-19 vaccine trials. Thank you very much for speaking with us. We appreciate it, Hilda.
Thank you, Bob.